Welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, bringing the tales and stories of the ancient Celts to your fireside.
Episode SP18, the St. Paddy's Day Special. Hello, a huge welcome to the Celtic Myth Pod Show. I'm Gary.
And I'm Ruth. We'd like to wish absolutely everyone, and I mean everyone, a wonderful, joyous,
superb, dancey-full, Guinness-filled
St. Patrick's Day!
Yay!
Many of you know the story of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. And there's also a blog for today on the website where there's a very, very cute version of that story.
It's true. It's great. I love it. And if you have a look at the show notes that you'll find at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com, you'll find some links where you can find out even more about the Irish saint.
So we thought to help you celebrate today, we'd give you some recipes for boiled cabbage that you're bound to love and some...
Hang on.
What?
That's not what we talked about. I thought we were going to do some Paddy's Day poems.
Oh, all right. Got you though, didn't I?
Yep. Okay. So let's start with... The Legend of Ireland's Magic Harp.
In the hills of misty Ireland, a long, long time ago, there lived a lovely Irish lass who loved her father so. One day he went to fetch some wood, but he did not soon return, and so his loving daughter's heart was filled with great concern. She searched for him throughout the day, and when a fog came in, she wept, for she was fearful they would never meet again. Then suddenly a little band of leprechauns came by. They all were very saddened to hear the lovely maiden cry. They asked if they might have a lock of her long and golden hair, then tied the silken strands across a crooked limb with care. 'Twas a magic harp they'd made, and when the maiden touched each strand, the music led her father home across the misty land. And to this day the harp remains a cherished symbol of the blessings of the hearth and home the Irish dearly love.
That was beautiful. Now we all know why the harp is so sacred to the Celts. We're unsure of the author of this piece, but the source is listed in the show notes.
Samuel Lover was a novelist, a musician, an artist, and also a poet, and wrote our last two poems. The first one is called...
The Four-Leaved Shamrock by Samuel Lover.
I'll seek a four-leaved shamrock in all the fairy dells, and if I find the charmed leaves, or how I'll weave my spells, I would not waste my magic might on diamond, pearl, or gold, for treasure tires the weary sense, such triumph is but cold. But I would play the enchanter's part in casting bliss around, or not a tear nor aching heart should in the world be found.
To words I would give honour, I'd dry the mourner's tears, and to the pallid lip recall the smile of happier years. And hearts that had been long estranged, and friends that had grown cold, should meet again like parted streams, and mingle as of old. Oh, just I'd play the enchanter's part, and scatter bliss around, and not a tear nor aching heart should in the world be found.
The heart that had been mourning or vanished dreams of love should see them all returning like Noah's faithful dove, and hope should launch her blessed bark on sorrow's darkening sea, and misery's children have an ark and save from sinking be. Oh, thus I'd play the enchanter's part, thus scatter bliss around. Oh, not a tear nor aching heart should in the world be found.
So powerful. Such a plea for happiness and beauty in our world. Just as relevant today as it was in Samuel's. When did he live?
Well, he was born in Dublin in 1797.
Good grief.
And he left us in 1868. The previous poem captures the tragedy and the joy of the Irish soul. And in our last poem today, Samuel shows the humour. Have a listen to St. Patrick's birthday.
On the 8th day of March it was, some people say, that St. Patrick at midnight first saw the day. While others declare 'twas the 9th he was born, and 'twas all a mistake between midnight and morn. For mistakes will occur in a hurry and shock, and some blame the babby and some blame the clock, and till with all the cross questions, sure no one could know if the child was too fast or the clock was too slow. Now, the first faction fight in old Ireland, they say, was on all accounts of St. Patrick's birthday. Some fought for the 8th, and for the 9th more would die. And who wouldn't see right, sure, they blacken his eye. And at last both factions so positive grew that each kept a birthday, Sir Patrick had too. Until Father Mackay, who confessed them their sins, said, "You can't have two birthdays unless ye be twins." Says he, "Don't be fighting for 8 or for 9. Don't be always dividing, but sometimes combine. Combine 8 with 9 and 17 is the marker, so let that be his birthday."
"Amen," says the clerk. "If he wasn't a twins, sure our history will show that at least he's worth any two saints that we know." And then they hold round the shamrock, which completed their bliss. And we keep up that practice from that day to this.
I think it's time that you and I went off to drown a shamrock.
Oh, yes. I do love a drop of the old milk stout.
Oh, you just mean Guinness, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
You see, what they used to do was put milk into Guinness to give nourishment to mothers-to-be and nursing mothers.
Oh, did they? Mm. Oh, I assume the medical profession doesn't agree with that these days.
No.
Oh, right. Well, let's be off with us then, and we'll wish you all a wonderful St. Paddy's Day. And we'll be seeing you soon with the rest of our spring holiday special.
We've got an extra special surprise to come as well. So with much, much love and many thanks from both of us, we'd like to say
Slongavoil.
You've been listening to the Celtic Myth Pod Show, available from CelticMythPodShow.com. We hope you've enjoyed the show and will stay tuned for the next episode. You can send us an email or some voice feedback to Gary and Ruth at CelticMythPodShow.com. The show notes for this episode can also be found on the website. We'd like to say a special thank you to Coulan's Hounds, who provided us with the theme music for our show. You can find them at www.sfhounds.com. We'd also like to say a big thank you to Anne Roos, Master Harper, and Keltoria, with a K, Celtic New Age Music, who have both given the show unrestricted access to their music. And thanks again go to Diane Arkinstone and Kim Robertson, whose music has been used as some of the transitions you've heard in this show. You'll find links to all of these wonderful artists in the show notes at shownotes.celticmythpodshow.com.